Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company.
What is wrong with you?
They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson Schottenheimer.
Whoa.
Oh, I tell you
what. You
probably
watched the game last night, Carson Schottenheimer.
You know we watched that game like that. You want, can you imagine the kids gathering around, and then he gets a chance to tell them about his touchdown in the north end zone? Gather around. Let me tell you what this. Because they caught a touchdown in that same corner, the first touchdown. Trey Lance was very similar to the play, although it was an unbalanced line. So I thought, you know what's not unbalanced? Currency. They're not unbalanced. They are so together, and imagine having a lifetime plan right now.
No,
we could have used it. I don't have one yet.
Sure,
I'm trying to get one. Yeah. Loris tells me quite often, get a plan with your life, maybe. Yeah. And
it's not too late, Bill.
It's not too late. So I'm thinking about talking to Carson. I'd like to get. I always say I am.
Currency's a good spot.
Yeah, see if there's maybe put my resume together and fire one over there.
I think it's a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. If I left here directly and went and worked for Currency.
See you guys tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
To make some money.
I leave here and
suggest you work full time.
I leave here in a coat and tie and
he changes into his attire before the last segment.
Before the last segment, I got a briefcase full of Ritz crackers.
He goes with the orange shirt to suit and tie for the spillover. I'm out of here, guys.
Spillover. Okay, you're going. Carson's busting my hump. I gotta go.
It'd be great. Thank you, Currency. GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for a Friday edition of Dr. Love.
Oh, God. They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. I've got the cure you're thinking of.
Dr. Love is sponsored by Diner Contracting.
Randy!
You need any sort of remodeling for your house, kitchen, bathroom, or whole house remodel. There's one person to call that's Randy at Dinert Contracting. Call him or text him at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Randy wanted me to reiterate that he does not let the fandom affect him. So when people are yelling at him, it's not like he's going out. He's in a house working, and he goes out to his truck, and there's people out there gathered around. He gets an audience. Yeah. And so that does not affect him. And also, as busy as he is, he always has time. He always says
to talk to the fans,
and then as more time also, people might think right now, I'm not going to call him. He's probably too busy.
Adoring fans.
No job is too big or too small. Let Randy get with you and make that decision.
There's people that come to the job sites just to watch.
Yeah, he's stout. He lifts stuff over his head. That's been the biggest thing. Sometimes it's kind of hard. He has to run out and get a Phillips screwdriver, you know, and all of a sudden someone's like, Randy! Where's the bird bath? So he does it. He still does it.
Nice, yeah.
It's The first thing he does out of his truck is he sets things up to lift over his head, so when people stop by, he has something ready.
It's for the show.
Yeah.
Dresser drawers.
It's work and a show for Randy.
Everything's a show, and that's what you like about
that. But he takes
professional time showmanship. Yes.
Takes time to talk to the fans.
Yeah, yes.
That's good. That's
He's
a
not
lot.
Making accusations about people.
What's his son's name?
What's that?
Hayden.
Yep.
Hayden. So yes. Hayden can handle a lot of the behind the scenes stuff.
Yes. Very much so. Thank you.
Okay. Dr. Love.
Here we go.
This is from Tommy. Tommy Startoff says, first question. Ooh. Jake mentioned the Creed concert tonight.
Yeah. Come on, you jumped into that pretty fast.
Oh, okay. This is Dr. Love.
Okay.
This is from Tommy. Tommy says, Jake mentioned the Creed concert tonight that he's going to. I am considering also going as a second date with somebody.
Okay.
The question I have is, how do you actually talk at a concert?
First of all, it's all about the nonverbal. When you're looking over at her, it's like, you have that look like that. So it's all about the nonverbal.
What look is that?
Please
describe the look.
Just the look that means like, this is going good. I like this song. Mm-hmm. You know, I say that, lean over. I like this song. But here's what you do. Right there. You make that look.
People can't see that look. How would you describe it?
It's a kind of a squint look, kind of a one eye, kind of like that.
Nod your head.
And you tilt the head a little bit like that. And she gives you like, that's right. And you know that means things are going well. Because if you give her that look and she's kind of like, what
about a hip thrust?
Like that. You can hip thrust maybe. Like that, the old bump. Yeah. The hip bump, maybe something like that. But yeah, you don't want to be like, yeah, on the middle of the song. I love this one part that comes up right now.
Hey, don't say it.
Just don't do that. Don't do it. Also,
you can't do that.
Also, no, you shouldn't do that.
Also, if you're, you know, it depend and read the crowd.
Yep.
If everyone's singing along, sing along. If everyone's not, don't be the one that's just belting it out. All of a sudden, she's like, hey, listen.
Hold me now.
If you're not the one. If no one else is singing, don't be the one guy that is singing.
That's one part. Jake's by himself singing.
Good idea. So that was good. That's vintage Dr. Love.
That was good.
Head nod, funny face. That's good, baby.
Kind of one of these like, no, and then this is the one, you also that look kind of like, don't know this song, but I like it. Okay. You're kind of doing the head tilt a little bit. Yeah. All right, this is
kind
this
of like
is,
a shoulder shrug.
A shoulder shrug a little bit like that. Yeah, then we, yeah. Here you go.
All right, Dr. Love.
Next one?
Yes.
Eric says, okay, this is a dinner question going out to eat.
Okay,
this is good. This is Bill Nose's stuff.
My wife and I have been married for a couple years, and this is from Eric. He says, we like to get appetizers once in a while. My wife insists on, if we get an appetizer, getting fried pickles. I hate fried pickles. How do we agree to disagree on this or still get appetizers that works for both of us.
Oh, it's not that hard like that. You handle it yourself and you don't even include her, really. It's like right away like that. We'll have the bacon-wrapped shrimp and we'll have the fried pickles, too.
Okay.
And you just close the menu and you just handle it just like that. When you come, like an appetizer, don't give the, what are you thinking? Don't even say, what are you thinking like that. Just say, you want appetizers? Absolutely. Just pick out which one you want. We'll have the fried pickles, and I'd also like to try this and have it already set up like that, and you just move on. It's
not hard.
Nothing's even said. Not very hard with it, because the fried pickles, in my mind, are horrific. That's not my deal. I don't like fried pickles.
Horrible.
But she likes fried pickles, so that's okay. There are certain things that different people like. Song of the day is different every time.
True.
Just have a plan. Yeah. But when you look through, be like, okay, that looks good right there. But this one's for you. This one's for you. Like that. Also, do this though. Eat one of the fried pickles.
Ooh.
Eat one.
Asking a lot, but
eat one. Ugh. Honey, can I have one of the fried pickles, please?
Yeah. That.
Don't make a big deal out of it. Here's what you don't do. You don't do this one. I know you want the fried pickles, but could I also get something maybe that I like? Don't say that at all. Those what you do not say that. It's real simple. Order the fried pickles, order what you want. Slap.
You're really gonna do this fried pickle thing.
Are we doing this again? Are we doing this again? No, don't say that. Order up and go.
Great,
simple.
Hey, great advice.
Simple.
That's sometimes it is simple.
Fried pickles are horrible.
Don't overthink things.
Don't
That's
overthink
what
it. Make it real
Dr.
smooth.
Love, yeah.
Yep. And just move on with your conversation right away. Appetizers have been ordered. It's perfect.
Can you make the concert face again, please? Good song. Good song. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. If it's good, right away, it's like.
I know that face.
Yeah.
Next up.
I think it's sweet.
Kevin. Kevin says, we had friends of ours, we're all married, had a very odd request or suggestion They like to go down to Worlds of Fun amusement park in Kansas City for a double date, a drive to KC for a double date to an amusement park. I have no interest. My wife is slightly interested. How do we address this with the friends?
Well, first of all, anytime that there's something that interests neither one of you, you want to try to avoid it. Try to be like, come up with something. Just like,
she has some interest.
Some interest like that. Okay. My idea right now is like, is 100%. I've not woken up one time in the last how many years and thought, wouldn't mind going to Worlds of Fun today? if the Swigerts reach out to me and say,
okay, then what do
you think about going to Worlds of Fun? I'm going.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going. I'm like, let's do it. I'm for it. Somebody else brings it up. So you also want to think about this. Hey, they brought up an idea. Yeah. It's unusual. It's kind of cool. Do it.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Because I'm going to say when you come back, we're going to get a text message say, you know what? It was actually pretty cool. It's actually pretty cool. Now, they don't have the Zambi Zinger anymore, which is one of my favorite.
They don't?
I don't think they have the Zambi Zinger anymore. It's one of my favorite roller coasters there ever. Of course, that would have been also probably 1982. So I don't know if they still have
it. Some upkeep probably,
they
probably
did upgrade. Have a Zambi
So I say it's 100% upgrade. And then also say this, though. Hey, when you go, you're going to eat at the park. So it's not like, well, we're going to stop on the way down or on the way back and we'll get a dinner. No, we're going to eat at the park. That's what we're going to do. I say you jump in and go. Have fun. Sometimes also, like, all right, girls, you guys get on the coaster and we'll get on the cart behind you. We're going to go on the same thing. Guys ride together, girls ride together, switch it up a little bit, have a little bit of fun with it. And then, and except to kind of monitor which ones you like, go back and double up on a ride that you like. But I say you do it 100%.
You're okay.
Yeah.
This is from Phil, not Ruhlman, but different. Okay. Phil says he was at Worlds of Fun 3 weeks ago, and they still had the Zambezi Zinger.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I know I can walk right to it.
Is it the Zambini Zinger or the Zambezi?
I always call it the Zambezi. I don't know how I said it now, which one I thought was right.
Zambezi Zinger.
I don't know.
John says they reopened the Zambezi Zinger.
Okay.
So if you can go back, Bill.
I can walk right to it.
You can go right to it.
I can tell you right where it's at. I can go right to it.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. I haven't been there since like 1983.
Wow.
The last time I was there, how awesome was this? For our senior trip, our senior deal, back in the day, they closed down Worlds of Fun from 9 o'clock till 3 in the morning.
What?
And high schools went. Oh, yeah. We school buses. And we
nah,
went,
no
we,
idea.
Oh, yeah. We actually went, we didn't go to school bus. We actually rented a Greyhound. And we went down, and all the local schools were all there. And just lines of buses. And the park was open from everybody from 9 o'clock till 3 in the morning. We got back to Pender's sun was coming up.
In the 80s.
In the 80s. Oh, yeah.
Better
it was
times.
Better time. Imagine that.
No, not now.
I couldn't imagine Gigi coming home going, not going to believe this one, but the whole class is going to go to Worlds of Fun, and we're going to drive down, and what time is it open? It's open from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. We're going to ride rides all
incredible.
Night. I'd be like, that's incredible. Now it's like, well, you can't go. You might get abducted.
Right.
So, yeah, you can't do it. So, yeah, can't go. So, yeah. Or just and all you'd see is what? Just four, about what? 6,000 kids walk around looking at their phone. Yeah.
I get abducted. Oh,
Jake, shut it off. I guess we're done. I guess we're done. I guess the show's done.
We hit a time restraint there. A little late here.
This okay.
My fault. That is Dr. Love, sponsored by Diner Contract. And thanks for the questions today. Appreciate
Randy!
It.
Thank you.
We had Worlds of Fun in there. Yeah. We had fried pickles.
Good. Yeah, fried pickles. What was the first one?
And Creed, the concert.
Creed.
How do you react to the concert?
Look.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5.
Send a picture from Creed tonight.
I will. Oh, that's no
Not
doubt.
Not you.
Not you, Jake.
Oh, them.
State. Jake, I will.
you guys are going to
We want a picture from you,
chat.
Too, Jake. Yeah. We do.
Just take a selfie with you and Elizabeth.
Yeah. She's not going. I'm going with my friend in town from Texas, my buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, best man at my wedding. Oh, Tyler.
Nice. That'll be fun.
I can't imagine me. What are you doing? Well, I think me and Sip are going
to
a concert. Imagine that one. Imagine that. Sip, you going to pick me up or just meet there? I'll meet you.
Elizabeth has no interest in Creed at all. She
I could not imagine in a thousand years me saying, I don't know, I wouldn't mind seeing that concert. Steve, no, me too. All right, I'll pick you up at your house. Imagine pulling up, I hit the horn a couple times.
Going to Creed.
Steve comes out with his Creed t-shirt on, and we head down. That just blows my mind.
Come on, couldn't we do
blow my mind like that?
Well, Brad. Okay.
Brad
got donuts.
Unbelievable. Brad.
Today's topic is Jason Bateman movies. If you know Jason Bateman, call
I love I won't get into any of them, but I love Jason Bateman movies. Oh, I do.
Shut up,
he's
Sipple.
So good.
He's good.
Right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip and Bill, and
this
trivia.
Is crazy.
Starting off 0-2. Now you're 2-2 in the week. Chance at a winning week. Yeah. With a bad start.
Bill, I do know one for sure.
I don't know any. I don't know any, and I can name the movie what he did.
But you guys are both fans of Jason Bateman.
Oh, so. I know two.
I'm big fan of Jason Bateman.
Oh, let's see how Josh, how do you feel about Jason Bateman movies today?
I was hoping you'd pick somebody other than Jason Bateman, but let's get it go.
Thanks,
Who's
Josh?
This? Josh, thanks
this
for calling, Josh.
Yeah.
Josh, where are you calling from?
Calling from Havelock.
Havelock.
Nice!
Oh, nice.
We love Havelock.
We have a Lincoln listener.
Yeah.
You too. All right.
We only have six, so thank you for being one of those, Josh.
Thank you.
All right, Josh, first question goes to you. Josh, what is Jason Bateman's character name in the popular Netflix series Ozark?
That's your favorite show, right, Steve?
Yeah, I don't know his
This
first
is for
name.
Josh.
Oh, my. How do you not know his name?
Brian Bell.
Brian Bell is the guest? No.
This is... It's Wendy and Marty.
Yeah.
Marty Bird.
I think I would have got that.
No. The problem is the focus on this show today has been so bad. I'm so unfocused. Okay. But
Nougat got us rolling right out of the gate.
Sweet thing got me.
Tennis.
Yeah. And then now me and Steve going to the Creed concert, and I'm going to pick him up.
Beep, beep. 1-0 lead. Okay.
Wendy and Marty Bird.
Yes, you got that right. First question. In what popular TV series did Jason Bateman play the character of Michael Bluth, who takes over the family business when his father is imprisoned?
No clue at all? Laura watches TV.
That doesn't help me. takes over the family business.
This also has Will Arnett in it, the show.
Who else?
David Cross is in this show. I'm trying to think who else is in it.
Pretty good cast.
I like Will Arnett.
Well, it's not on anymore. It's been done for years. But 5 seconds. Five.
Hold on.
Four.
Hold it now.
Mad Max.
Not Mad Max. Do you want that, Josh, or not?
I got it. It's one of my favorite shows. Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
Brilliant. Should have probably got that.
1-1 tie. Back to you, Josh, for the lead. In what 2011 movie does Jason Bateman star with Jason Sudeikis and Charlie Day as three friends who conspire to murder their higher-ups when they realize they are standing in the way of their happiness?
Stop it. The only one
Horrible Bosses.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, what's the score?
2-1. And this is
the
back
one,
to you.
The one I knew.
Do I have Bill?
Yeah, you have Bill.
Okay.
Yeah. You need him here. Maybe. For the tie. In Ozark, sip another Ozark question.
I've never seen it.
Jason Bateman's character, Marty, has two kids. His son's name is Jonah. What's his daughter's name in the movie?
God.
Or in the,
just
the
put yourself in the scene.
God almighty.
Scene.
God almighty.
Put yourself in the scene.
You got to be kidding. I would have known Jonah.
And wife is Wendy.
Wendy, Marty, Jonah, and...
Put yourself in a scene.
5 seconds.
This is embarrassing. I've seen these episodes. I mean, I've seen it 6 times.
More than the whole show?
You know, he's watched the whole
Five
thing.
Series. Five. Four.
Steve.
Three.
This is Ozark.
I know.
Two.
Tabitha.
Tabitha. How about
How do we go
Charlotte?
To your favorite show?
Charlotte is the
I
girl.
Know Charlotte. I knew Charlotte. Charlotte. I know Charlotte.
Josh, congrats.
I know that happened. So
you win bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road, Josh.
I mean,
nice
I feel
win today.
Like I know Charlotte.
I don't know if anyone. I mean, Ozark's been the show you talk about the most.
Ha, this is. I'm not. More I'm not handling this well.
He has a horrible boss.
I gave you two Ozark questions.
I know
what
you
was
did.
The type? What was
and
the
I didn't
steal?
Get Charlotte.
Okay, for Bill, how old is Jason Bateman?
Okay.
Got to be 54.
Over under 54.
I think he was about our age.
Maybe he's over.
I'm going to say 59.
56, right in the middle. Yeah,
right, right our age. Ish.
Jason Bateman.
He's really good.
He's funny. He can be serious, though, as what you proved in Ozark.
Oh, in Ozark.
Usually a funny guy, but he has proven he can be a serious role.
First of all, he is ridiculously good in Ozark. Like, it's he is. Like strange.
Also, talk about, and he didn't even really know of the guy 15 years ago.
Not really.
Not really. Talk about a guy that's come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jake, I didn't get Charlotte.
Yeah. I thought you'd get that one right.
Who's his sister?
It's Jonah's brother.
No, Justine. She was on Family Ties.
Oh.
Oh, Justine Bateman?
Yeah.
His actual life, real life sister.
Real sister. He has a sister
on Family
in
Ties.
Business?
I don't think Family Ties was with, why am I drawing this blank like that? Michael J. Fox.
Wow.
Didn't know that. We learned things on the show.
Yeah.
This Nougat?
Is a really good show. Nougat? Butterscotch
an hour
jelly
to
bars?
Go. What happens is hour three, who knows? It's next in Early Break in the Ticket.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.